Yesterday's news.
Today's news.
Tomorrow's news.
Generic news.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Lloyd VoiceOver reporting. At the top of the news, millions of Americans flocked to the polls this week and exercised their constitutional right to elect whichever candidate they had seen the most on TV. With less than 1% of the precincts counted, each party claimed a sweeping victory, made a few patronizing remarks about their worthy opponents, and promptly began campaigning for re-election. In a related story, California's Governor Jerry Brown has announced his intention to seek whatever office he can find open. On the international scene, fighting continues in a bunch of little wars between a bunch of little countries, allowing a handful of arms merchants to make a bunch of big money. And in Cambridge, medical researchers at MIT have released a new study which indicates that laboratory rats injected with large amounts of a certain sex hormone produce more laboratory rats. We'll be back with more news after this word.
Bastinado!
And we're back. In Washington, critics of the military's latest airborne Armageddon with a romantic-sounding name have charged that the new heat-seeking missile is $23 billion over budget, has a range of less than 1/2 mile, and can be thrown off course by an overheating toaster. Pentagon officials responded by claiming the charges are irrelevant since the system will be obsolete by the time it goes into production. In an unprecedented announcement, the FAA today disclosed that no one has been killed in the crash of a DC-10 for more than a week. A federal investigation is now underway. This just handed me. Police now have a suspect in the case of who put the bomb in the bomb, shoo-bomb, shoo-bomb, and the ram in the ram-a-lama-ding-dong. Tape at 11. I'm Lloyd VoiceOver. That's Generic News.